We're going to make the announcements brief today. For a number of reasons, we know that it's a long day. And for some of us, the day will not end after vestry because there's a wonderful celebration at St. Paul's Bloor Street of Black History Month. So many of us will be going there as well. So we know we have a long day ahead, and I'm sure others have other things to do. So if you'll sit briefly, then we'll get to the announcements. She doesn't want me to speak too long, that's why. I can take a hint. Okay. First of all, I wanted to let you know that Max, one of our wardens, is in hospital. I went to see him last night. He is at Mackenzie Health Facility on Major Mac, just west of Young. He had a knee injury, and he's expecting surgery anytime now. He was in good spirits. He told me that he was okay, and I take his word for it. I was there until about 11 last night, just, you know, talking, and we prayed, and he might have had the surgery by now. I did not check in with him this morning, but he's hoping to recover very quickly. Well, you know Max. We all know Max. And so he'll have his leg in a splint for a while, but it's his left leg, and he rejoiced in that because he'll still be able to drive. For those of you who might not know, his wife Anne has had an ankle injury, so Max was actually the driver. So what that means is that we will not have Max and Anne at our vestry this morning. And it's a great loss because Max is one of our wardens and Anne is our treasurer. So by God's grace, and that's where preparation comes in. Anne had done all of the slides, so she emailed them to Egan, myself, and Lance has a copy. So what we'll do, we'll be presenting Anne's slides to you this morning. And they're very, very clear, very explicit. Just as she had laid out in the vestry report, it's all in slides, so it's very, very easy to follow. And one thing I liked about the way she presented it, you don't have to be a numbers person to understand it. The graphs are clear. If you see a bigger chunk, that means more money. If you see a small, less money. So let us keep Anne and Max in our prayers for a speedy recovery. Moving right along, there are lots of other announcements. I just wanted to thank those who showed up on Thursday night for the discussion on the Gospel of John. It was amazing. And we had people from the Church of the Incarnation. But there's room for you. So if you're free on Thursday night, even if you have not looked at the videos, come, because we show a couple of videos on which we focus. And it's quite a wonderful evening. And Sister Connie will be facilitating this Thursday night. 7 o'clock. And we're out of here by 8:30. Last week we got a bit carried away and we finished up at 8:40, but we make a commitment to be on time. Moving right along. Worship at midday continues, Wednesday at midday. We also want to draw your attention to the World Day of Prayer service on Friday. If you are writing an article for the newsletter, the deadline is next Sunday at midnight. And you see the other notices here. If you're free this Saturday, please come to the York Scarborough Town Hall meeting. It's at St. Andrew's. Our area bishop will be there. It's from 9 to 12. Refreshments are served at 9 o'clock, so you don't even have to make breakfast. Get out of bed, say your prayers, brush your teeth, and come to, and we'll feed you at 9 o'clock. And then this discussion goes from 9:30 to 12. If you don't know where St. Andrew's is located, speak to me, but it's on Victoria Park, just south of the 401, and there's lots of parking. That's our area discussion. We have great news, among all the other great news. And I would just like to, on behalf of Archbishop Johnston and Bishop Kevin Robertson, make a very brief announcement, which is great news. In summary, the Archbishop has appointed Morning Wang to be the assistant curate here at St. George and Young, effective May the 1st. And that's great news in that she'll continue the Mandarin ministry, but she'll be trained for the service of the church. So she would have some parish responsibilities as well. So her role will be broadened, and she will serve the parish in a much more extensive way. As you might be aware, that Morning's focus has been the Mandarin ministry, but her appointment is to the parish. And I have a long letter from the bishop, and I won't bore you with the details, but it's a 2-year assignment, and you know, all the other stuff that comes with it. So, first of all, we congratulated Morning this morning because she was here at the earlier services, and we ask that you continue to keep Morning, the parish, and the ministry in your prayers. So thanks be to God, and thanks for that appointment here at St. George and Young. We'll gather shortly. Oh, there was one other thing. You wanted to say something quickly? Yes. Go to the mic. One of our young people here has been doing extraordinarily well, and we wanted to announce that Nico won the finals of the speech competition for his entire school. One of the things that I mentioned is that we should do succession planning and that we should groom people for the future. Nico, you have a future as a preacher. Just hang out with me and we'll go places. Let's now get out of here. We'll go downstairs. Not yet. When we go downstairs, we're going to go straight for the refreshments. So in our closing prayer, we're going to thank God for the food so that we don't have to wait for the grace when we go downstairs. Grab some food very quickly, get in place, and we're going to get the meeting started.